You got Friday, Hump Day, and in between, Letters Day. Joining in the fun is producer and editor Christopher Johnson. Hey, Christopher.
Hey, Faracha Day. How you doing?
Pretty good. Ready to get in the mailbag. So what's our first letter?
Don Scott wrote in about your bloggers roundtable yesterday, and you discussed Jesse Jackson's reported comment that Barack Obama has been, quote, acting like he's white. Jackson reportedly criticized what he sees as the Illinois senator's lukewarm response to the Gina Six matter. Now, in your conversation, blogger Desmond Burton handed out his own critique of Reverend Jackson.
Well, I think we need to start enacting term limits for black leadership. And also Jesse Jackson. I'm not a fan of his. I used to be when I was younger, but I think that this question of authenticity being brought against Obama's, it's reprehensible. I don't know what this gentleman can do. Does he have to have a Popeye's chicken coupon to affirm his blackness?
A listener, Don Scott in Las Vegas, was bugged by Desmond's comments. And Don wrote this: to my dismay, we continue to have so-called black conservatives who seem to think name-calling makes them more informed than the rest of us. One of your panel members' tongue-in-cheek reference to Mr. Jackson as Messy Jackson seems to me an effort to let white America know that we are on their side. This, to me, is a sign of an uninformed and unintelligent person.
And last week, I spoke with Jana Long and Maya Breuer, two yoga instructors who organized a weekend-long yoga retreat designed especially for black people. Here's what listener Matthew Lyons in Chicago thought of that conversation. I'm sorry, but I have a really hard time picturing anyone not being offended by white yoga expressly for white people, not because of the aspect of discrimination, but by the arbitrary nature of race-based yoga. How is this not the purest instance of racism in spirit, if not racism in form? Well, thanks. And with all of our guests, we ask the questions, but we don't endorse positions. I will say this. The organizers say yoga is a spiritual and physical practice. So, for example, there are some types of Buddhism geared towards getting Westerners into the faith and some forms of exercise classes geared towards beginners.
And finally, one more dissatisfied listener, Aiden Chodell in Charlotte, North Carolina, sent us a little general criticism. Here are a few lines from his letter. As a 1995 immigrant Englishman and now U.S. citizen of 5 years, I listen to News and Notes 2 to 3 times a week. I listen so I can understand the African-American culture, which is so different to what I experienced for 30 years in the U.K. However, I am constantly amazed how Ms. Chidea manages to steer the discussions into presenting some aspect of how African-Americans continue to be downtrodden, cheated, and disenfranchised. Never do I hear from Farai Chidea any apportionment of blame on African-Americans and their propensity to seek not to integrate.
Hi, Aiden. I am actually going to punt this one to wiser minds. If you go to our blog News and Views, you'll find a list of books that talk about the pull and push of American integration.
And that's it for letters. Thanks to all of you for writing in, and please keep the letters coming. If you want to drop us a note, just log on to npr.org and click Contact Us. And remember, it helps us a lot if you tell us where you're writing from, and it is especially helpful if you tell us how to say your name.
We've also got a News and Views blog. Post your comments by going to nprnewsandviews.org.
News and Notes has a newsletter, too. You can go to the blog and find out how to sign up.
Well, thanks again, Christopher.
Anytime, Farai.
We all know that people are the same.